USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
A second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ends ahead of schedule, with no agreement reached between the two on ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
It's a process and it's moving along, but we just felt it wasn't appropriate to sign an agreement today.
The ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, Congressman Jim Jordan, says yesterday's hearing featuring Michael Cohen was not really about finding facts.
This is step one in the Democrats' crazy efforts to impeach the President of the United States.
Cohen, President Trump's longtime personal lawyer, headed to prison for lying to Congress today behind closed doors with members of the House Intelligence Committee. Economic growth in the fourth quarter of 2018 comes in better than expected. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un have met once again in Hanoi, Vietnam, to talk about getting rid of Pyongyang's nuclear program. A journalist asked Kim whether he's confident of the prospects of an agreement. He said through an interpreter that it's too early to tell.
But I wouldn't say that I'm pessimistic.
President Trump said the speed of denuclearization is not that important to him.
I think very importantly the relationship is, just very strong.
The political operative at the center of the disputed North Carolina congressional election has been arrested. Leslie McRae Dowless is facing charges related to his work in 2016 and 2018 elections. Among other things, he's accused of paying people to illegally collect absentee ballots at last fall's 9th congressional district election that was apparently won by a Republican. The North Carolina State Election Board has now ordered a new election. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Apple is laying off nearly 200 people in its self-driving car program. The tech giant announcing the layoffs will affect 8 different Apple facilities near its headquarters in Cupertino, California. Despite the layoffs, Apple appears to be still ramping up its self-driving car project. In a filing just a few weeks ago, the company said it's logged nearly 80,000 miles of testing in California last year. The Supreme Court is sending an Alabama death penalty appeal back to a lower court. The Chief Justice, John Roberts, joining with the 4 liberal justices in telling a state court to reconsider its ruling because Vernon Madison now suffers from dementia and claims he can no longer remember the crime that put him on death row. States are prohibited from executing prisoners whose mental states prevent them from understanding their punishment. And the FBI says it's recovered nearly 2,000 bones believed to have been taken from ancient Native American burial sites at a missionary's home in rural Indiana. The FBI's Art Crimes Unit making the discovery while sifting through artifacts collected by the late Donald Miller, a 91-year-old Christian missionary who died in 2015, nearly a year after the FBI had seized over 40,000 relics from his collection. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.